This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Paul Ryan says that the GOP is going to introduce the Obamacare repeal replace bill after break. So I guess they are on recess. I don't know how long the recess is. I don't know if it's just through, you know, the week of many times back east, they take off either a whole week during election week, like the schools, or President's Week. So I'm not sure how long this recess is. But many of us are off for President's Day to give thanks to Donald Trump, right? Now, you know, to give thanks to, or not give thanks, but, you know, to remember President Lincoln and President Washington and, you know, our great presidents. I think it's kind of nice. You know, we really do rip on our presidents, don't we? I mean, you know, I think we are such in the habit of you know, hating our presidents and disliking them. Both sides do this, okay? And, you know, it's like, come on, people. I think a President's Day is nice, although it usually doesn't signify the current president. I think what it is people are, they've changed it from George Washington's birthday. Isn't that where it all started? I believe President's Day all started because what they were doing is they were celebrating and that makes sense. I mean, that's what you would do. You would basically celebrate in countries, you know, somebody who was, you know, phenomenal in your country, and you would celebrate their birthday, right? So, really quickly, here's some history. They say President's Day is an American holiday celebrated on the third Monday in February. It was originally established back in 1885 to recognize George Washington and his birthday. Although I believe his birthday was February 22nd, I think they changed it. Because if the third Monday on every month is going to be different each time. So traditionally celebrated, there we go, February 22nd, which was actually Washington's day of birth, according to History.com, the holiday became popularly known as President's Day. It was moved as part of 1971's Uniform Monday Holiday Act, an attempt to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. And some of you will be like, wait a second. Personally, I like the three-day weekend, so I'm good with that. They say several states still have individual days honoring the birthdays of Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other figures. President's Day is now a day to celebrate all presidents, right? Past and present. Yep, even Obama. He does. Listen, he was a president. Trump, absolutely. We are celebrating them being presidents. And you know what? There is some celebratory feeling here. I mean, the fact that we could have a president, the fact that we could vote them out, or we could vote a new one in, and that we have the right to vote, it's a gift we have. It really is. So they say, after George Washington died back in 1799, his February 22nd birthday became a perennial day of remembrance. Washington was venerated as the most important figure in American history, obviously, and events like the 1832 centennial of his birth and the start of the Washington Monument occurred in 1848. Now, these were things that you would garner a celebration. But Washington's birthday was an unofficial observance for most of the 1800s. And then it wasn't until 1870 that it became a federal holiday. I guess Senator Stephen Wallace Dorsey of Arkansas was the first to propose the measure, and in 1879, President Rutherford Hayes signed it into law. Now, the holiday initially only applied to the District of Columbia, but in 1885, it was expanded to the whole country. Washington's birthday joined four other nationally recognized federal bank holidays at Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Independence Day, Thanksgiving, and it was the first to celebrate the life of an individual American. By 1983, the second American we honored was in Martin Luther King Day. So now, President's Day and the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. Very cool. So Washington's birthday switched to President's Day in the 1960s. Congress proposed a measure known as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, and this was Senator Robert McClory of Illinois' bill. And they wanted to shift the celebration of several federal holidays from specific dates to a series of predetermined Mondays. You know, now that people had, you know, ability to fly places, people had, you know, more reason to vacation and to holiday. So, yeah, it makes sense. So the proposed change was seen as a way where we could create more three-day weekends and ensuring that holidays always fell on the same day so you wouldn't reduce employee absenteeism. And so some people thought it might cheapen the meaning, but everybody said, who cares? We got a three-day weekend. So Abraham Lincoln's birthday is, I believe, February 12th. Right? He's February 12th and George Washington is February 22nd, which always confused me in school because when I was a little kid, I'm like, but President Washington was older. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, pretty exciting that after Congressional's week-long recess, so I believe they're going to be off for about a week for President's Week. All right, President's Day and President's Week, which we just talked about. Paul Ryan says they are going to introduce the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. All right, now, what is it going to have? Well, he's already given us a mince. He said the replacement bill would give consumers the power to choose their own health care plans in a more competitive marketplace. Paul Ryan indicated that tax credits for consumers are likely to replace the government subsidies currently provided to about 85% of Americans who purchase their health coverage from the Obamacare exchanges. He says the tax credit is a fixed amount to go by the health plan of their choosing. What we're proposing is a patient-centered system where patients get to decide what to do. I like that. I can't stand the penalty. When the government says we're going to fine you for not buying a crappy product, something to me seems unconstitutional about that, even though, and I believe the Supreme Court agreed, and then Chief Justice Roberts, you know, kind of changed it and, you know, red inked it and said, no. If you make it a tax, then you're in the clear. So for those of us who thought it was unconstitutional, we were right the whole time, but making it a tax, semantics are semantics, and it was able to remain still the law of the land all this time. So what Paul Ryan and the GOP may be doing is turning this penalty into a tax credit. All right? So if you don't buy, then you don't buy. Nobody's punishing you. Nobody's, you know, penalizing you. It's a tax credit. The speaker, Paul Ryan, said Republicans, quote, would love to have support from the other side, referring to the Democrats, but he said it's clear Democrats don't want to support the GOP plan. They want to go down the socialized medicine path, he said, referring to some Democrat support for a public option that would create a government-run health insurance agency to compete with private companies. He said that is something we are not interested in doing. Good. Ryan acknowledged that Senate Republicans in more than a dozen states have expanded the Medicaid programs with federal help under Obamacare, and they're worried about working-class families losing their coverage if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. He said, we're going to have to find solutions that accommodate those concerns. Republicans made the repeal and replacement of Obamacare a major promise of their election campaigns last year, and GOP leaders can pass legislation without Democratic support in the House. They do, however, need Democratic support to pass a replacement plan in the Senate. So this is going to be some tricky, tricky stuff. You know, can I just say, you know, look at how the GOP has their back up against a wall. In order for us to pass or get a bill passed, in terms of America, in order for us to get something passed that fix our health care system, what we're going through, or we're going to be going through in the upcoming weeks, is are we pleasing everybody enough? All right, going, look, guys, we want to do this. Are you okay with it? Are we going to make this work? When Pelosi and Sebelius and Obama, Harry Reid pushed through Obamacare, there was no, now look, we know you guys are going to lose your jobs. Right? We know your deductibles are going to go up. You're going to lose your doctor. No, we got lied to. We said we wouldn't lose our doctor. We said this is going to be great for the economy. And, you know, nobody asked our opinion. And here, you know, the GOP is kind of kitten gloving. Well, we don't want people to. And, you know, that was the brilliance of what the Democrats did. They designed it such that if we want to change it or fix it, right, we can't that easily without, you know, a self-destruct button. And so it puts the Republicans up against a wall. Now, intelligent voters would realize, look, okay, both sides aren't perfect, and we got some issues. All right? So I think, you know, you could be Republican, you could be Democrat, you could be independent, you could be non-political, whatever. But somebody with a brain would realize, look, okay, the plan has problems. It does. Okay? You know, and the plan did help people. So we have to all agree on that. Okay? Now, unfortunately, we have people in Congress who have their personal skin to protect and their hide to protect. You have Democrats that want to be reelected, and you have Republicans that want to be reelected. And opponents of people in Congress within their party are dying to see what they do, because let's say a Democrat goes, you know what, this does suck. These premiums are ridiculously high. Obamacare is going to implode anyway. Let's start getting this fixed. If that Democrat does that, then his Democrat later adversary, when, you know, he runs for office again, is going to say, look, guys, he sided with the GOP. And so while you and I are sitting here in America, right, dealing with the strain of all of this, we're watching people not putting America first, but putting their political careers first in the guise of America first. Now, same thing with the GOP and Obamacare. All right, a GOP legislature that goes, no, you know what, we need to keep Obamacare, he's not going to get a lot of support from his fan base. Because, wait a second, this law messed things up. But if he's up there going, now, wait a second here, here's a problem. We just can't repeal it because it's going to be like a cannonball in a very fragile system. Then he's got to explain it without looking like he's trying to side with the Democrats or, you know, think of his own political hide. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But we have, unfortunately, politicians, you know, at the helm. And politicians will always be at the helm. Now, you know, Trump wants to make good on his promise. He said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare, so I think there's a good chance this is going to happen. And when people say, oh my gosh, all these people on Medicaid are going to lose their Medicaid, no, you could separately just sign a bill, one item bill saying, look, no, Medicaid gets to stay. So anybody on Medicaid gets to keep it. It's the people that were receiving the thousands upon thousands of dollars of subsidies that Obama catered to that got these subsidies that are going to be upset. Now, how many millions of people benefited from the subsidies? A lot. There are a lot of people that benefited. Were there more people that didn't benefit than benefit? We don't know. We don't know because a lot of those people didn't purchase the insurance. So my guess is if you look at the numbers of who purchased the insurance on the exchange, and I don't know where we're going to have a very, very accurate account, but what I would like to see is those people that got the subsidies and how much each. All right. So if $1,000 was paid to their health insurance so that $1,200 premium got knocked down to $200 a month, still, that's a lot of money to pay an insurance company. I don't know why my tax dollars are going for Bob's $1,000 premium that he doesn't even want $1,000 premium. I don't want the $1,000 premium, but now the government's paying the insurance company the $1,000 for Bob. It's ridiculous. But I would like to see those numbers. Okay, how many people got the subsidies and how much each got? How much money we're talking about? Then look at the people on the exchange that didn't get the subsidies. How many were there? My guess is it would be a lot smaller. Then I would also like the number of how many people refused to buy on the exchange because they just couldn't afford it. And then we get some accurate accounts of what's going on. Now, if, you know, the majority of Americans are getting subsidies, yeah, the majority of Americans are not going to want Obamacare repealed and replaced. But here's the thing. If there's going to be chaos in our healthcare system, there's already chaos now. When one of the chief executive officer of Aetna, I think Mark Bertolucci, I believe, had said, look, you know, Obamacare is already in a death spiral. You know, if the GOP wanted to play this politically safe, let Obamacare fail over the next few years, and then they come in and swoop in and be heroes. Unfortunately, they don't have the time. Midterms are coming up. Next year, there's already going to start being the campaigning for the midterms, which means the Republicans have to act quickly. So, they are. If we're talking within the first 100 days, we already have a plan that they are going to be introducing, then they are working pretty quickly. Let me see what else, if we have any other information on this. Nope. So no other information on the plan. So they're going to go on break for about a week, and then they're going to come back, and it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they come up with. I've already made a lot of suggestions, okay? You know, you have health insurances that just cover in-state, so when you go out of state, you're screwed. We need to have insurance that could cover us throughout. Okay? I'd like to also see a lot more dental coverage. I'd like to see a lot more coverage for substance abuse and pain. All right? Because you have a lot of people in pain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Be Speak Not Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I found this article to be excellent, and I want to share it with you guys. This comes from Health.com and also being reported by Fox News. 11 signs that it could be more serious than the common cold. And I can't tell you how many times as a physician, patients would come in too late. I'm like, why didn't you come in days ago? Why are you coming in now? And, you know, they'd be like, well, duh, because I thought I could deal with it myself. You know, why would I bother you if I could deal with it myself? But I'm like, but it wasn't just a cold. It wasn't, you know, and we medical providers make that mistake. We think that everybody understands medicine, and they don't. And we, you know, forget to check ourselves, and we go, obviously it wasn't a cold. And, you know, we sometimes start to kind of scold you and give you that look, and that's why you don't like coming to doctors, because you think we're making fun of you, or you think that we think you're stupid. And no, that's not the case. But I have had some people that'll just, you know, try to deal with it themselves, or they won't want to take off work, or they'll, you know, take their buddy's narcotic to make themselves feel better. And I'm like, look, but now, you know, we have this to deal with. And, you know, if you would have only, you know, because we like to educate, we like to teach so you don't have to go to the doctor. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't, you know, kitten glove you like, you know, maybe some people would like. So let's say, number one, they say you've had symptoms for longer than 4 days. Yes, you could have a virus for 7 to 10 days, but the common cold usually clears up after 4 days, according to Melissa Liebecker, MD, site chief of emergency medicine at Cambridge Health Alliance. Colds, she says, start with a scratchy throat. We've talked about this as well. Congestion, runny nose, and then a cough usually develops. Your cough and post-nasal drip may linger, and she says usually the symptoms will disappear after 4 days. For any of us that have had a cold, we could pretty much agree, but yeah, it could go a little longer. So you get some rest, you hydrate, you blow your nose, you should be good. However, if the symptoms last longer, it could be the flu, it could be a deeper virus, it could be a mononucleosis, infectious mononucleosis. So to be safe, make an appointment with your physicians. All right? Another thing about these illnesses, like you'd see with syphilis or HIV or some of these other viruses, is you think your symptoms went away, but then they come back. This coming back could mean that it's more than just a simple cold. Because remember, a simple cold dies off. Remember when we talked about the stupid viruses versus the smart viruses, where HIV is a super smart virus, but a stupid virus is like the common cold, the viruses that cause a common cold, like rhinovirus, coronavirus, because many of them, they're self-limiting. They basically, you know, land on the nasal mucosa, they do what they need to, you try to sneeze it out, you rest, you hydrate, it's self-limited, it's done. They don't come back like hepatitis can, or herpes can, or HIV can. So it should be gone. So now, all of a sudden, your symptoms are coming back. Well, the first thing I think of as a doctor is, we may have bacteria now that's taken over, or what some call a super infection. These super infections don't mean that they're super and they're going to take over the whole body sometimes, you know, but what they mean is that they, on top of your original illness, above it, super meaning above, right? On the wake or the support of you having that virus, the bacteria was able to launch and start its infection, hence a super infection, an infection that was on top of another one, right? That's where that comes from. Dr. Naiva Mysore, MD, a primary physician at One Medical Group, she says, you may have a cold initially, but once your immune system is compromised, you could develop something more serious, like strep throat, pneumonia, or a sinus infection. So book your appointment with your GP, she said, to determine whether or not you need additional treatment, like an antibiotic. Another thing they say is, you recently returned from a big trip. This is a red flag, because you may have a disease or an infection that isn't more common here in the States. And so, you know, I don't know if you've ever had diarrhea out of the country, but, you know, when I got a stomach bug in Mexico, I was bleeding. Whereas if I get a stomach bug here in the States, I never gotten that. You could still get, you know, obvious infections, E. coli. There's a variety of different infections that could cause bloody diarrhea and bloody stools. But for me, this bug that I had while I was in Mexico, for me, it was a bad one. My body couldn't handle it as well. So I was bleeding. It was bad. All right. You have a high fever. If you have a high fever, this you cannot ignore. You could have a fever, you know, with the flu, maybe even a cold, you know. But if your fever is over 101 degrees Fahrenheit, all right, that could be a sign that you also have a bacterial infection, according to Dr. Liebecker, such as strep throat. Most patients with strep throat will develop a high fever in the first few days of illness, so be wary of sudden spikes in your temperature. They say strep throat is something you want to really distinguish from a cold. Left untreated, that strep throat could cause heart problems, rheumatic fever, etc., endocarditis. So, now some of you will say, well, wait a second here, okay? So if I get a strep throat, that means I have a real bad sore throat. True, but it's very hard to say, okay, is this a bad one or is this not a bad one? Because you could have viral sore throats that are vicious, even more vicious than strep. And if any of you have ever had Coxsackie virus, it is so bad. Now, Coxsackie virus is where you have a virus that kind of blisters the back of the throat. I've had this a few times, and it is so miserable. There is nothing you could do but take pain medicine, because you can't eat, you can't swallow your saliva, so you're spitting. It is so bad, and it lasts 10 days. I was on day 7, and I go, I know it's 7 to 10 days, and the ENT is on the phone going, Dahlia, you probably have it for 10. Just, you know, gargle with salt water, take something for the pain, try to get some food in you, and it was bad. And that was viral. So don't just think, well, if it's bacterial, it's going to be worse than viral. No, because look at the flu. Okay, that really knocks you off your butt. So when it comes to, strep throat, many times you'll have a new odor. You'll have an odor to your breath. And if somebody looks at your throat, you may have a lot of white patches or white exudates. You could have some big swollen glands. I don't want you diagnosing yourself. And another thing about strep throat is usually when it's bacterial, the bacteria is growing on one part of the body. You may feel kind of bad, but its main issue is that one part of the body. Whereas a virus, you'll have equal issues throughout the body type of thing. You'll have cough and sneezing or and headache or and fever and muscle aches. Okay? So you may have two or three symptoms kind of equal in intensity, whereas with a bacterial infection, that bacteria is just brewing on that one localized area. Yes, you can still have a headache and still kind of have fever, etc. But you're like, when somebody says what's wrong, you're like, boom, you touch the area that's wrong. That could be more bacterial. All right. If you're having stomach issues, that could be an issue. Nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea do not come with common cold. So that could be that you have something else going on. Got to make sure you don't get dehydrated. Also headaches. Okay. If this headache starts to make your neck more stiff or you have a fever, that could be meningitis. Pressure headaches, headaches that make you feel worse around your eyes or nose, that could be a sinus infection. If you start to have chest pain or trouble breathing, I doubt that's the common cold. So you need to be on top of that. You need to make sure you get your heart evaluated, make sure you don't have like a pulmonary embolism, blood clot that's blocking the lungs. You want to take a look at that. If your symptoms, if your symptoms are in one location, localization, one specific area, that's an issue. All right? Dr. Liebecker points out that strep causes a sore throat so bad that it's difficult to swallow, but you won't likely get pain throughout the body. Just like ear infection. That ear will hurt, or your sinuses will hurt. If you have body aches, a cold rarely gives you body aches. The flu will, right? I mean, that flu, you feel like you got run over by a truck. And then also, if you have a pattern to your symptoms, okay, allergies from a cold, they look kind of similar, but if you notice your symptoms are worse after, let's say, spending outside, you know, time with your pet, okay, then that could be allergies. If there's a pattern on when you get sick, that could be allergies. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We are back.
back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So doctors say a 64-year-old woman has given birth to a healthy set of twins in a hospital in Spain. This is her second successful pregnancy in the span of 6 years, which means she was 58 when she was pregnant before. The woman, who is only being identified with the initials MIA, delivered the babies via C-section at the Recoletas Hospital in Burgos on Tuesday. Doctors say both babies, a boy and a girl, are in perfect health. And obviously the hospital said this is an exceptional case. The delivery was a coordinated effort involving a medical team that included two gynecologists, two pediatricians, two midwives, and a handful of nurses. Wow. It's and a blogger, probably, and a social media expert. It's the second time the woman has given birth at Recoletas Hospital at an unusually advanced age. Back in 2011, she was 58 years old when she gave birth to her first daughter. Spanish newspaper Diario de Burgos reports that the woman's daughter has been in the custody of local authorities since 2014 because she didn't attend school and was not properly cared for. That's interesting. Now, the medical director of the hospital confirmed to the Associated Press on Wednesday that the hospital was discussing with the regional government social services the woman's ability and resources to take care of the newborns. She showed up 4 months pregnant at the gates of our hospital, and all we could do was face the situation and react. Now, I know some of you guys are like, how the hell did she get pregnant? She did undergo in vitro fertilization in the United States, and that was ahead of her second pregnancy. So it was an in vitro fertilization where egg was taken, sperm was taken, and then implanted. Specialists opted for a planned cesarean, generally indicated in these cases for pregnancies, especially of twins, and because of her age. She did not, though, break any world's records. And I guess the world's record, I believe, in April, an Indian woman named Daljinder Kaur was believed to be at least 70 years old and gave birth to a son. The baby was the first for Kaur and her 79-year-old husband, Mohinder Singh Gill, after nearly 5 decades of marriage. She also had to undergo IVF treatment in order to get pregnant. That's interesting. A 70-year-old giving birth. I think she was the world's record. This one here being 64, no. Laws in Spain don't establish legal limits on the maximum age for assisted reproduction, but some doctors and fertility experts have expressed concern over the years about the ethics of allowing IVF treatment on women older than 50. Data show that as maternal age increases, so do the risk of health complications for the pregnant woman. Blood pressure, blood sugar, and other things could affect the mother's health. So far, the doctors say that the Spanish woman and her children appear to be in good health. This is in Spain. You know, I mean, when somebody wants to have a baby, they want to have a baby. It's interesting because, you know, my mom had me when she was younger, me, my sister, and my first brother. And then she got pregnant when she was 42 with my last brother. And, boy, did he get treated differently than we did. Okay, we got our butts kicked by our parents. Him never got spanked once. Which stinks, because when he's like, you know, why aren't you guys closer? Why aren't you, you know, come on. I'm like, okay, first of all, you were babied. You were little, and I took care of you. Right? Mom and dad worked, so when I came home from school, I'm the one that took care of you till late night and got up with you in the middle of the night. So no wonder you weren't, you know, whooped and, you know, switched and all that other stuff. But anyway, older parents do parent differently. It really is different. And also they're more protective, too. You know, the first baby, they're very protective. And then the second baby, they let them eat dog poop. Then the third baby, they don't seem to care. But then later on, if they have another baby and they're older, you know, they know more, they're wiser, they watch the news more. They're like, no, I don't want ISIS to get you. And you're like, but Mom, I want to go to preschool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The first face transplant has occurred at Mayo Clinic, and the guy looks pretty damn good. Let me get his name here. Andy Sandness. All right. Has a new face. His father and brother, joined by several doctors and nurses at Mayo Clinic, watch as he studied his swollen features. And he is starting to heal from one of the rarest surgeries in the world. And it's a first at the Mayo Clinic. It's a face transplant. He had the nose, cheeks, mouth, lips, jaw, chin, and teeth of a donor. He's in a hospital bed, and because of the swelling, he still couldn't speak clearly, but, he still was obviously very happy. He wrote down, "Far exceeded my expectations." And he wrote that note, handing it to the doctor, and the doctor read the message to the group. "You don't know how happy this makes us feel," said the doctor. They were happy. Now, apparently, let me see here. All right. I believe Sandness, the person who had the... This is very interesting. There was an exchange where Andy was with another man. They were both 21 at the time. For some reason, they were overcome by demons, this report is saying, the Chicago Tribune, and they decided to kill themselves. The other one dies, but Sandness survived, but without a face, destroyed by the gunshot. And that's very interesting. Oh, okay, it wasn't... I see. All right, okay. Anyway, he got this injury because I guess he tried to kill himself. All right, apparently he positioned the barrel beneath his chin. He took a deep breath and he pulled the trigger. This was 2 days before Christmas in 2006. He had reached a breaking point. Christmas time is such a big time for people committing suicide. He had been sad. He had been drinking a lot. That night after work, he was super, super depressed, grabbed the rifle, stared at it for a while, put a round in the chamber, then he put it under his chin. Instantly, he knew he made a terrible mistake. When the police arrived, the officer was a friend cradled him in his arms. And the boy, Sandness, begged, "Please, please don't let me die. I don't want to die." So he was rushed from his home in eastern Wyoming, treated to hospitals, then later transferred to Mayo Clinic. So his mom was holding her, his hand, and I guess the bullet had obliterated the mouth. So he motioned for a pen and paper, and he wrote, "I'm sorry." And everybody's like, "All right, well, it's okay." So team recently removed the dead tissue, the shattered bones that connected facial bones with titanium plates and screws, reconstructed his upper jaw with bone muscle from the hip, then transferred bone and skin from a leg to form a lower jaw. They used wires and sutures to bring together the eyelids, which had been spread apart because of the blast. And it took 8 surgeries over 4.5 months. So, he looks pretty good. So there is a prospect that there still may be, I guess, some more treatments that he needs to have. But it was interesting that after multiple surgeries, he did as well as he did. So they go through his story, and it's a long story. And he was also, added to waiting lists, for, blood and tissue types and things like that to make this work. But, he looks almost like a new person. His nose looks phenomenal. His mouth looks great. But crazy stuff. But yeah, guys, please don't try killing yourselves, please. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Half of families text each other in the same house. 45% of people won't even go to the hallway to talk to their parents. Right? Parents even text their kids. Just under a third of us are guilty of tapping messages on our phones when we want to talk to somebody under the same roof. 45% of households with children. What about mealtime? What about family time? About a third of households use their cell phones during dinner. Come on, people. Well, no wonder people get depressed and they don't feel like they have a connection. Get away from the phone. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.